So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Just said we need a power bat. Didn't we just get one?
I wouldn't call him a power bat.
Oh, all right.
Padres, Matt Fryers, a little reporting, doing a nice job, have signed former Twins prospect Jose Miranda to a minor league contract.
Okay.
Miranda had a decent season in 2024. He hit .284, nine homers, 1.7 war, then fell off the map again last year, spent most of it struggling in AAA. So minor league deal.
Sounds like a Padre already.
Organizational depth for the San Diego Padres. Quiet move, but a move that was made this morning. I think Paulie asked a fascinating question, though. Because I agree with you, Woods, 100%. Padres, even without Dylan Cease, are better off than they were at the start of last season.
Yes.
Going into this season.
If you go opening day roster this year to last year. Last year's made my stomach turn a little bit with the Yuli Gurriel,
so,
Hayward, and Connor Joe. I love Connor, but...
Yeah, we had a left field platoon issue to start the year. We have our left fielder now. I mean, has our catching drastically improved, or has it improved?
Yes.
It's improved.
Well, I think it's drastically improved. Could it still improve even more?
Yes.
Sure. Freddie Fermin's not an all-star, but he's way better than the combo of Martin Maldonado and, you know.
And Elias Diaz.
And Elias Diaz at the start of last year, and no, you know, Luis Camposano at all, essentially. So,
and we don't have a first baseman.
You've gotten, well, you still have Gavin Sheets, or you don't have a DH, but you didn't really have much of a DH last year going into the year either. You didn't know what you had with Gavin
Sheets.
You
had a player to slot in, though. I mean,
yeah. I think in my mind, you're better off now than you were at the start. The question is, how much worse or better are you than you were at the end of last season? And how good were you at the end of last season? Clearly, the Padres weren't good enough to advance out of the wild card round of the playoffs. Now, they came close. Three close games against the Cubs. Had a chance in the ninth inning of that last game. You know, call went against them. You know, you can't rewrite history, but it's not like they were getting blown out of the water, but they weren't scoring enough runs at the end of the season. They were, though, I thought, when Ramon Laureano was healthy. And remember, he went out, what, about mid-September and was gone and was not there for the playoffs. They took a big dip again, that not having Laureano changed. I thought the team was pretty good with Laureano offensively from the trade deadline until he got hurt. They were rolling around. I mean, they weren't a powerhouse offensively, but they were solid enough, I thought, to make a run in the playoffs.
We get by the Cubs, in my opinion, if Ramon Laureano's healthy.
I agree.
We get by the Cubs. And I can't speak to what happens in the next round against the Brewers or whoever. I can't. But I think we get past the Cubs with Laureano there. So we're worse today than we were at the end of last season, in my opinion, roster-wise, because we've lost guys, and we've only added, really, you know, Michael King, essentially, who was there. He started or pitched them in that game. So I just, listen, I...
And Joe Musgrove, you're kind of adding as well for this coming season.
Yeah, you're adding.
Losing Darvish, technically.
Yeah.
He pitched a little bit last year. He pitched in that last game.
Yep. For me, as our pal Mike says, Fermin posted a 616 OPS for the Padres, had a 648 OPS for Kansas City. Catching situation's the same as last year's with Campy being Maldy. Campy is Maldy...
Those guys were in the five.
They were in the threes and
five
fours.
And fours, weren't they, OPS? Look, that's still a big increase, even though it's not
ideal.
A great in offensive player. It's still better than they had last year.
I think the Padres are still bottom third in Major League Baseball at the catcher position.
Yeah, and Freddie was good in the playoffs for those three games. But listen, I get it. I get it totally. But I'm okay, like, again, knowing that it's basically a half season you're playing for here in San Diego. You're playing for a half a season to see where you are, and then let AJ Preller do what he does and add to the roster. This is the way that he's done it. This is how, in my opinion, he should continue to keep doing it, I guess, because you've kind of you're pot committed at this point to adding pieces at the deadline to help you go win a World Series or advance further in the playoffs. So that's what he's done. I'm going to believe that he's going to do that again. So again, we're talking April, May, June, July. We're talking you're a four-month season right now with what you have right now. You need more depth. There's no question. But I'm better today than I was a year ago.
But I agree with you again that at the end of last season, if they had Laureano, the Padres were a team that was good enough to advance in the playoffs, a round or two. Probably not good enough to get past the Dodgers or the Blue Jays or the top teams left and win a World Series.
Laureano, we got to remember too. We lost Jason Adam. That was huge.
Yeah, that was big too. And injuries are part of the game, and they'll have some injuries this year. That's my biggest. That right now is my biggest concern: the lack of depth. The Padres don't have enough depth to withstand, a cluster of three or four injuries.
No.
Whether it's
not
starting rotation,
not many do.
Lineup.
I mean,
not many teams do, but
fair. Three or four injuries is pretty catastrophic.
The Blue Jays were able to withstand the loss of Bo Bichette for most of the playoffs.
Yep.
The Dodgers were able to, obviously, they can withstand tons of injuries through the course of the season to their pitching staff.
If an outfielder gets hurt in May,
screwed.
Who do we have?
Screwed.
I mean, one guy gets hurt. Who do we have off the bench right now that can play left, center, anywhere?
There will be an outfielder, whether it's Laureano, Merrill, Tatis. Almost inevitably, we'll spend a month on the injured list at some point in the season. Every team does. You don't get through years without guys having to take 3 weeks down for something. A tweaked something is going to send a guy down. And right now, the Padres, you're right, don't have even the hint of someone who
Bryce.
Can kind of go in.
DJ.
I mean, he's fine. A week or two, throw him in there. You can get by. That's fine. But you're really pressing your depth even beyond that. Like, what is there? Not a ton.
No. I mean, again, Craig Stammen's got his work cut out for him, as every manager does. But I just don't know what kind of financial situation they're operating from right now. I really don't. But again, you're seeing around baseball.
Not enough to create amount of depth.
Correct.
They're never going to find that for this season.
No.
They're always going to be operating on that tightrope of keep your fingers crossed that our star high-paid players are there for at least 140 or 150 games. Because if we lose a couple of them for half the season, there's not a lot the Padres are going to be able to do about it.
No, 100%. And, you want to think that Merrill's going to have a better year. You want to think that Toddy's going to hit the ball out of the ballpark more. You want to think that Manny's going to have a better year. But listen, hope's not a strategy. We all know that. It's a tired adage, but it's a true adage. And you can bolster your chances by adding really good pieces. But again, I just don't know where they're coming from financially right now. And I think AJ Preller, I wonder if he even has 100% clarity on what he's allowed to do at this point.
I think he's got an idea. I mean, you can't sign Michael King to a $22 million, possibly $75 million deal without some go-ahead from ownership. Even an ownership that is exploring a sale has to give authorization for deals like that. So the Padres are willing to at least spend something to make sure that the team on the field has a chance going into this year. And they will. They will go into this year with a chance like they have the last few years. How good is it? How will they be able to withstand whatever happens over the course of the year? We'll find out. And, they'll need, to go deep this year, the Padres will need to develop some of their minor leaguers into tradable commodities. So AJ can work, you know, work his magic when fill the spots that he needs to fill in July in the middle of the season, because right now you don't see a ton of that. But he usually does. You know, he usually is able to get a few guys that are attractive enough that he can pull off deals later in the year. So, I mean, we will see. We will see. I'm not expecting a hugely busy next couple of weeks by the Padres, though. The one thing that I'm waiting on is, will there still be a trade
that I was going to say
clears out some money to give you the opportunity to go out and sign someone else you might need? That's something that I still think could happen at some point. I just don't know who it would be that they are looking at. You know, we heard the Jake Cronenworth's name pop up a few times, but that doesn't clear a ton of money
no.
to go out and play in the deep end of the free agent pool.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Will be interesting.
Could clear enough. Maybe they have some that we don't know about or whatever, and like maybe that's a move. A move like that is something that could push it over the edge and get them just to where they need to be. I don't know.
But again, you know, you lose Crony, you're losing a guy that can play a couple different positions for you.
Left-handed
bat.
It's fill something, but now we got another spot to fill at this point.
Yeah. So again, like my original point was, don't be surprised if they don't do anything else until trade deadline. Don't be surprised. I mean, you know, they're I think Campy's going to get a fair shake. He's going to get more than 21 ABs to prove himself with Craig Stammen. I think
probably more as a DH.
Yeah, probably more as a DH.
Maybe as a backup catcher
or a first baseman. Whatever, like whatever. Work him in. Figure it out.
Who's the catcher number three in the organization right now?
Blake Hunt.
Yeah, Blake Hunt. They signed him over the break, I think.
Like, I'm very curious to see what Craig Stammen plans to do with Campisano. I think that's a huge question.
Steve says Song replaces Cronenworth. All reports on Song, is that he's more of a utility guy. He's going to spell Manny some at third. He's going to spell maybe Crony at second.
Xander?
I don't think he's an everyday player yet, but he could develop into that. But I
think the Padres are hoping that, you know, by the time his contract is done, what was it, 3 years and an option?
Yep.
That he'll be an everyday player, but I don't think they're counting on it right away.
Right.
They're not going to say, no chance, that we're not going to give you the opportunity. He comes in and, you know, he plays really well in spring training. Sure, they can find a spot for him, and maybe they make a move then. They'll go, oh, this guy's better than we even thought. Maybe we do have the ability to trade a Jake Cronenworth. But I don't think they're confident enough in Sunmung Song yet to say we can go ahead and feel we're good at second base or we're good at first base because we can just plug him and play him this year.
Cab Share in the chat says the Campy experience should be over at this point. I was on that train for a while, Cab Share, and then
why?
Why was I?
No. Should the Campy experience be over?
I think every GM is probably guilty at some point of saying, I'm still going to be bullish on this player. AJ Preller did that with Adrian Morejon, and I'm so glad that he did, right? Adrian Morejon, by all accounts, was, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say a bust, but he could not find the role for him until this year, and he became one of the best left-handed relievers in baseball, if not the best left-handed reliever in baseball, an integral part of this team's success. Campy was Crash Davis down in AAA. I mean, he just couldn't get him out, hit a bunch of bombs, slugged his ass off. He makes $1 million. Why not give him a fair shake? One more time, run it back, see what happens, give him a fair shake, let him know. You know, there was obviously a disconnect between him and Mike Schilt. Everybody knows that, but AJ believes in him. If AJ believes in him, they're going to give him another shot. And we'll see if he can rise to the challenge. For $1 million,
in that
why
specific
not?
Comparison, I mean, I guess I would push back and just say, like, Morejon, the way they, like a pitcher, they were trying to use him as a starter, middle relief, late relief, high leverage, low leverage. There were a lot of different lanes for them to try with him until they finally figured it out here. And I'm sure it was more than just when he appeared in a game. He obviously put in a ton of work, Morejon has. Campisano, like, he's a backup catcher. There's really only one lane. It's, can you get up there and hit when we need you to?
Can you hit?
And so far, he has not.
Well,
he has.
No,
at the minor league level.
No, he has here at the big league level.
And
he did hit.
Mostly at the big league level, he hasn't. But I look back at 2023.
Yeah.
He had 174 plate appearances. That's not nothing. That's not a full season. But that's not nothing. He hit .319 with an .847 OPS.
Take that.
I mean, he's done it. It was for a couple of, you know, couple of months he did it, but he has hit big league pitching. The rest of the career on the big league level, obviously he's done nothing. But he continues to hit in the minor leagues. He's done it before in the big leagues. I don't think you give up on someone like that.
Let him swing it, man.
You have to give him another chance.
Let him swing it against lefties and see what he does. And if it doesn't work, then it's $1 million, man. It's $1 million.
He's got, I'm sure, some confidence issues. You know,
yeah.
There's got to be some mental, you know, in that, you know, hopefully a new skipper, whatever, can unlock a little bit.
I thought it was cool. He was playing winter ball, and Stammen was down there watching him. He was watching other players too, but he was down there, and you know, hopefully put his arms around him a little bit. But again, if it works out, it's $1 million, and a guy that can come in and hit 20 bombs, 15 bombs, whatever, and be a backup first baseman or DH or whatever. For $1 million, why not? Why not give him one more shot? So you'd hate to see him go to the Brewers and unlock something, or the Blue Jays or something, and the Yankees, and go in and start hitting.
He wasn't just good at Triple A.
He was fantastic.
He was one of the best hitters at Triple A.
Yeah, which,
we all know PCL numbers. They don't count.
Of course, but you're still better than everybody else down there. A lot of those guys come up and do perform on the big league level.
Somebody made the point
yesterday.
Ben
could get a couple of knocks at the PCL.
I saw people.
But most guys can't hit what he did. Even at the AAA level.
I saw people talking yesterday, like, think about this team last year that did win 90 games, and you gave Trenton Brooks consistent ABs. I mean, consistent ABs. Jay Hay took consistent ABs. Connor Joe never really got a fair shake here, but
he was here for like a month.
He was here for like a month. But yeah, think about some of the guys. Yuli Gurriel getting consistent ABs last year. We don't have that. I don't put him in that category yet. He may get there. He may get to that category, but he's not there yet. He's still a young player with a ceiling. And let's see what he's got for $1 million. It's not the end of the world for me.
Well, the Padres, I don't know. I feel like where they're at and what their goals are and where they're trying to go, it's not really a time for experiments, extra chances, another chance.
Well, I'd argue this is the perfect time because that's kind of what we have.
I think an experiment is taking someone who...
Like Yuli Gurriel and Jason Hayward and Connor Joe.
That's an experiment. Luis Camposano has been in your organization, in your system for years.
Yep.
You know more about him than anybody else does out there.
There's a reason that AJ is bullish on him. And there was a reason that Bob Melvin and Mike Schilt didn't play him.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those things are true. There's a reason for all of it. Can the regime change, different voice, whatever, different, hey, this may be my last opportunity. My ass is in the frying pan here.
I don't see him ever being an everyday catcher. I don't think defensively that's going to happen.
I don't think you should ever catch him.
But as a DH, I think there is still a pathway for Luis Camposano to have a big league career and one that may help the San Diego Padres get to where they want to go.
Yeah.
Not plugging him in as an all-star.
And I think as a fan, I would feel more comfortable if they went out and got another catcher.
Me too. But I don't think they're going to go out and sign JT Realmuto. I wish they would.
Right. If you're going to go out, if you're going to make him, if you think Campy can be better served as a DH, first baseman, pinch hitter only, like whatever, fine. What happens if Fermin gets hurt right now?
Depth is a big problem for this team. Big problem.
Yeah. Big. Ugh. Big, big, big. Big, big.
All right. We've got Don't Do This coming up next. The hate that keeps pouring in for Tyler Loop, we talked about a little bit yesterday. Fans are like creatively evil now.
Yeah, they are.
They're good. They're good and
they're
bad.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
I love the crash out of a former player at his alma mater's basketball game last night. This is fantastic. I'll just say this. Those twisted tees, they'll get you. They'll get you real, real, real good.
That is coming up next with Ben and Woods after traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Don't. You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't forget, got Craig Elston joining us in our next hour at 8:35. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. First, though, time for DDT, and I will get us started. Fans, you are the worst. You're also creative, but you're the worst. We talked about Tyler Loop already getting some social media hate yesterday from people after he missed the field goal that would have sent the Baltimore Ravens to the playoffs. His first miss inside 50 yards all year, rookie kicker. And like most smart professional athletes nowadays, he has a very limited social media profile. He's not active on X, hasn't posted anything on Instagram for months, but he did way back last March pin a post from his girlfriend, then girlfriend, now fiance, announcing their engagement to be married. And that was the only opening that you trolls needed, because that post was then the one that everyone decided to send all the Tyler Loop hate at, saying you're worse than 9/11.
Oh my,
I mean, just the absolute worst. But the fact that they had to go back 10 months to find a sweet post announcing his engagement just to send him social media garbage is quite creative. I will give them that. And that's all.
My favorite part is this.
It's not that creative.
I see.
They scrolled down.
Yeah, that's right. I do see this take a lot, and I vehemently disagree with it. This, ready? Psh, comes with the territory. No, it doesn't. It does not come with the territory.
No.
It does not. It should not. Unfortunately, it does. But it should not come with
criticism
the territory.
Criticism comes with the territory.
Of course, and he's going to get that.
Yeah.
He's going to get criticism. But death threats, you know, I'm going to kill you, it's absurd. We're beyond absurdity at this point, but the it comes with the territory. They're rich. They get to. He's a kicker. He's a 24-year-old kicker. He's not rolling in cash. You know, it means a lot to him. He was really good this year. He missed a kick, and it cost his team a playoff shot. It doesn't. It shouldn't come with the territory.
He owned up to it too.
Yeah, he did.
He said he talked to the media afterwards. I knew I missed it as soon as I hit it. I missed it. I just. You know, plant hit, and I just knew it, came off my foot wrong.
The worst feeling on the planet, it's got to be.
I know that feeling as a golfer. You know,
like, I know it as a big drive, I know it as a human.
Like, I did not hit that well.
I know it as a human being, a father, a husband, a friend. I know it. You missed it. You blew
I think about
it.
Like Orion Kirkering, like that's such a routine. Like it was a lob. Just lob the ball to home plate, like you've done a million times. That's different. Like. Like, kicking a field goal is
really
hard.
Really hard, man.
Like, those goalposts are narrow. Hitting any golf shot is hard to do.
By the way, they looked this big when he lined up for that kick. Those goalposts was like, I've got to thread a needle at that point. But I feel terrible for him. He'll be okay. He'll be okay. I loved the shot of Harbaugh walking him back to the locker room with his arm around him. That's what a good coach does.
Got him.
I'm sure they were disappointed. I know they were disappointed. They should be disappointed. But... you know, again, it's one of those things where it's like, he helped get you there.
He'll probably be better for it.
100%.
You know, all right, I know what it feels like.
Yeah, now I know what it feels like.
Now
I want to live that again.
And he obviously was a good kicker. He was very solid all season long. But you've never been in that situation. Most guys haven't, where one kick determines a playoff, the course of your entire team's playoff destiny. It's an unenviable position
correct.
To be in.
Yeah, correct. This is... pretty interesting story. So they had an odd moment last night. USC was taking on Michigan State in college basketball. And you saw the ref kind of stop down, walk over to Tom Izzo, and speak to him. Then you saw Tom Izzo. Well, we've got the audio for you. I'll play that.
Yes. We've got a whistle. And a fan has been pointed out in the crowd. I believe a fan was a little too aggressive. And somebody's getting asked to leave.
Yeah.
Ejected.
Jeffrey Anderson is over talking with Tom Izzo. And now Tom Izzo is looking at the fans saying, what are you doing?
Arms out. What the F are you doing?
What are you doing?
The double yell.
But it wasn't just some random fan.
No, it wasn't. It was former Michigan State Spartan Paul Davis that was sitting three rows up, sucking down a twisted tea, you know, the alcoholic tea beverage. And he was giving it to the ref, and he got run, and his former coach giving him the double arms out going, what the F are you doing? What are you doing?
Like, it was almost like when, so the ref walked over to talk to Izzo to let him know what was going on. And it was almost like there was a light bulb goes off in Tom Izzo's eye. He goes, wait, one of my former players.
Did he? You think the ref knew?
Maybe.
Because Izzo,
Izzo knew right away.
The guy stood up.
He looked over and knew exactly.
Paul Davis stood up, put his hands on his chest, like, my bad. And Izzo goes, boom, and pointed to the exit. Go. So here's Izzo after the game.
You know, I love Paul Davis. I really do. He's one of my favorite guys. He's always calling and doing things. But what he said, he should never say anywhere in the world. And that ticked me off. So just because it's 20 years later, I'm going to have to call him tomorrow and tell him what I thought of it. And you know what he'll say? I screwed up, coach. Sorry. So he kind of got after the official, and he was 150% wrong. And for a guy like me to 150% agree with the official, it's almost illegal. So I feel bad that
very well
that,
handled.
Paul did that because he's been a guy that comes back a lot, and we got to keep him coming back. Okay, we made a mistake. But he's been really good with our players, too. Like, in the summer, he comes up and helps work a guy out or just around.
You get the gist of it there. He goes on for another couple minutes. But that was interesting. He said something, and then you heard that long pause. He goes, that you should never,
ever
say to
anywhere
someone
in the world, he said, which is, I have no idea. I do not want to speculate. That being said, what does Mario Cristobal think of Michael Irvin on the sidelines for Miami? He's a real, real big fan of his Hurricanes. And I mean a real big. Let me ask you this, Ben, and I know the answer. If you were a head coach of any sport, how would you like that?
you don't need any more headaches. I mean,
he missed it. Michael Irvin was going nuts the whole game on the sideline.
He has been,
and
all
he always
season.
Does. But they beat Ohio State.
Yep, he's fired
he
up.
He did the whole
good
bit.
Reason.
He put the Ohio State jersey onto the Gatorade jug, took off his belt. I'm like, dude, you're 60 years old,
you're
60 and he
years
started
old.
Whipping the Ohio
belt,
State
belt
jersey.
Belt to ass. Yep, the whole
belt
bit.
To ass. And I'm like, you're 60, dude. Like, come on.
Do you? I've always wondered
if
about.
If it gets the guys fired up, it gets them fired
but
up.
But I've always wondered about. I'm a head football coach at the University of Texas. And I love that Matthew McConaughey's a fan. I love it. I love it. I'll have him in to speak to the team because it's cool. It's Matthew McConaughey. He's an alumni. But when he's up and down the sidelines running around, does it bother you? Because it kind of bothers me.
I think if you're a coach, you want as many famous. People. Notable fans as possible, and you want them at as many games as possible, and you want them
in the suite
to stand.
Are you ready to
and just be
bless
seen
the moon.
And not do anything else?
Are you ready to bless the moon?
I need some help, please.
I need some help, please.
Don't you
are
want
you
him? You want him in the suite.
The
that's where you want Matthew McConaughey.
Don't treat this
to.
As self promotion.
Give me some backup. Bless the moon. One, two, three. Are you ready to bless the moon?
The extended version is unreal.
Bless the moon.
When would
you
have stopped?
Are you ready
when this didn't
to
work?
Bless the moon?
He's
on,
already.
Six.
He's 45 seconds
ready
in.
To bless the moon?
Come on.
Are you ready to bless the moon?
No.
No! Here it is. Yes. Are we ready to bless the moon? It starts right now.
No.
Thank you, Irwin Center.
Oh, God. That he made it like 45 seconds. He's like, yeah, come on. Anytime now.
That's like stand-up comedy telling five jokes and no one laughs.
Steve says, I love that Tom Izzo speaks like a Don.
He does. I'll call him tomorrow. And
especially after
know.
Yelling all game. So he's got that scratchy voice in his throat.
Well, I guess you have to have it if you're a program. You got to have the Michael Irvins, the Paul Davises, the Matthew McConaugheys. You have to have them. But also, you kind of got to know, your place. Don't make it about you. Make it about those kids, right?
Finally, a little doo-doo this.
D-D mega doo-doo.
And you actually have more of the details here. I mean, this is kind of sad news for us because one of our favorite Padres employees is moving on, but sounds like it's a really good opportunity, and this is what happens in Major League Baseball sometimes.
So if you watch Padres games, and I know you all do, see somebody go down with an injury, perhaps, and then you see a guy walk out there, tall guy with blonde hair. He's always in kind of the hoodie, or not the hoodie, the pullover, the zip. Guy by the name of Ben Frazier, who we absolutely love.
If you're watching on our YouTube stream, he is the guy on the far right.
There you go. Yeah, you've
seen
him
a million times.
A gazillion
always leaning
times.
On the rail. He's one of the first guys out. If somebody gets banged up, he's always jogging out there to see what's going on.
Yep, he's great. Great, great dude. Well, he got a gig. He's moving on to the Baltimore Orioles. And for him, I was texting with another buddy yesterday that let me know, and I went to his LinkedIn, and he has updated his LinkedIn. So he is on to the Orioles, but we wanted to wish him well because we love Ben.
He'd be out at fantasy camp every year working on us.
Yep.
So we got to know him really well.
He's touched me so many times in many, many different places. Knees.
He has rubbed this body.
Feet. He's worked on my foot before. He's worked on the old whip over here, too. He's the best, man. But you see him all the time if you watch Padres games. So he's great, and we wish him very well.
Schulte got us again.
Yeah, Schulte swiped him. Hey, boy, you want to come on out to Baltimore?
There are so many people in the dugout. It's always fascinating. Like, who are all those people in there that you don't know?
They're all great.
Ben's
dudes.
One of them. Terrific guy.
Terrific.
And we wish him the best of luck and congratulations.
Got a good team.
The next exciting phase. Yeah, the Orioles. Big
was
team.
Don't do
that's fine.
This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Saw like bold predictions on ESPN for 2026. A lot of people think the Orioles could go, worst to first.
The Athletic had them as their most improved team this offseason. And I don't think they're done. They're very much in the mix for Ranger Suarez as well, which would make them very, very good. So, yeah, now he gets to work on Pete Alonso. That's right. That's right. He's going to have some good players to work on up there in Baltimore.
All right, when we come back, a fascinating piece in The Athletic by our friend Eno Saris talking to one former Padre and A.J. Preller confidant, Tommy Pham. What's new in Tommy's life?
I'm proud of myself.
You'll find out. Yeah, you should be proud with what you've come up with.
He's unreal.
Next here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Be listening at 9 o'clock this morning when we announce our latest biggest fan name for your chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Just register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. At some point, I know you wanted to talk college football.
Wow.
And
the Wild West.
The portal that has been opened now and just how crazy. It's just a different sport. It's not necessarily worse. I know everyone's default is...
It's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah.
I mean, you can view it that way. You can
I view it as the complete opposite. And I live in a city where my alma mater is like impacted negatively by it. And yet I'm still like, college football's never been better.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild.
It's like watching the NFL on Saturdays
now. Exactly right.
It's certainly harder for coaches.
Oh, yeah.
To manage rosters.
And fans. It's hard on fans.
It's more confusing for fans.
Can also be awesome for fans. If you're an Indiana fan, you're pretty stoked. You've landed.
Exactly.
Ask
them if they like the transfer portal.
They do. The ability, like, hey, if we make play our cards right in the transfer portal and we raise enough money, we can instantly become a national championship contender.
Correct.
Overnight. Just like that. Stat that you had? Like,
I heard this, the guy that's on, used to be Maggie and Perloff, but it's this new guy, and I heard 5 minutes of his show. He said, of the four remaining teams, 58% of their rosters, total, collectively, have come through the portal. 58% of those rosters. So I don't want to say recruiting is dead, because there's 42% that were recruited by the coach, went into the living room, did all the thing, and recruited those players to come there. But man, it's hard because you're looking.
Transferring is recruiting.
Yeah,
I mean those coaches are still recruiting. They're just recruiting.
Here's how they're recruiting
college players.
No, but here's how they're recruiting. We'll give you $5 million. Okay, sounds good.
That's how you're recruiting the freshmen now too.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
Correct.
Depending on how good they are,
I'm saying it's still.
But NIL is relatively new, so you got seniors or fifth year seniors that were actually recruited. I want to go to Miami. You know, I want to come up in their system. I want to grow in their system. I want to play for this coach. Coach is still there. But South Carolina's offering me $3 million. So I'm going to go to South Carolina. It's different. I'm not mad at it. Like, you know, like my favorite football team is not having a good transfer portal season right now. We've lost way more. We've added no one. So I'm not super stoked on it today. But there's still time. It just started. But it is truly the Wild West, and I don't know where it's going to go other than it's just another pro league right now.
It's so hard to evaluate, though. Like, are you having a good transfer portal season because you landed, like San Diego State last night, landed Kentucky transfer quarterback Stone Saunders, who was a four-star recruit coming out of high school.
Sounds good.
Did not play last year for Kentucky, so he's a redshirt freshman. Is that a huge get, or did you just get someone that was so bad that they couldn't even, you know, crack any playing time in Kentucky, and now he's coming back hoping for a chance at, you know, a school with less competition? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. I mean, the Aztecs will paint it out. It's like, yeah, this guy was really talented coming out of high school, and we think he can help us. I mean, you do have Jaden Dinnigal coming back, you know, hopefully healthy next year, but this will be some competition at the quarterback position. You're moving Bert Emanuel. He was the guy who started the bowl game at quarterback before getting hurt. They're moving him to wide receiver to take advantage of his speed and skills. So could be Denigal or could be the Stone Saunders quarterbacking the Aztecs. But I don't know anything about him. I mean, that's the thing. You can't possibly know enough about every portal transfer, every high school senior that's coming in. It just seems like it's such a such a difficult game to play.
You guys, you said before, as big of a sports fan as you are, your least favorite day is signing day. You just don't care about signing day. I always liked signing day, although we got five four-star recruits and this offensive lineman. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't watch him play football, but I was excited to see my team do well on signing day. Now, what's the point? What's the point? Why would you get excited about signing day?
Yeah.
50% of them are going somewhere else after the season. You know, it's so weird now when you hear a sophomore quarterback go, "I've decided to stay here at Notre Dame." You're like, "Oh my God, this is unbelievable."
You know, and Glenn says, "Well, limit the transfer portal to once, with the exception of a coaching change." You can't do it anymore. Those rules are no longer enforceable. That's what's happened.
It is free market out there.
It's free market, and if anyone tried to limit it, they'd get sued. The NCAA would get sued, and they would lose until they either get an antitrust exemption from Congress, which I know a lot of fans would go, great, you can just impose 4 years, do all your rules again, but then it's like, okay, now you're going back to the dark ages where players can't make any money. You know, it's like, so the schools just keep everything and
they've
exploit the
players. They've opened Pandora's box.
So it's wide
open. They ain't closing it.
Or you've got to do a collective bargaining agreement with the players' union of, you know, football players. And say,
so now
okay,
it's pro football.
Here's what we're doing. Here's the salary cap. Here's everything. And then it's just pro football. But you're also
junior.
In class at the same time.
Yeah, pro football junior.
It's pretty crazy. And it's worth a discussion.
Well,
so.
I saw the guy that Texas Tech just signed from Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. He's going to make $5 million a year. They said he's going to make more than Jackson Dart, who's in the NFL.
Trey White, the star Aztecs pass rusher, just got over $1.5 million from Texas Tech yesterday.
Good God.
And he's leaving. I mean, that's...
Got that landman money down there.
That's $4.5 million on
the
two players.
The Aztecs were just so proud yesterday to announce they reached their $2 million goal for their football team for... All right, and you just lost your best player who's getting basically almost all of that from Texas Tech, and he's probably one tiny drop in the bucket of what they're paying their players.
Now,
you can't compete. You can't.
Is there an argument to be made that with the way the transfer portal and NIL and everything is set up currently, do you get more athletes, like for a school like San Diego State? Do you think you can get athletes' best effort more consistently, knowing I have a good year, I might have a big bag waiting for me at the end.
I do.
Maybe not the NBA or the NFL, but I can transfer and make some serious money.
I think for teams like the Aztecs and a lot of other teams in college football, I do feel that you have an opportunity to get a four-star recruit now that you wouldn't have had that opportunity before. Because, yeah, I'm not getting playing time at Kentucky. Man, I want to play. I want to make sure that I play. So you would... You wouldn't get that guy 2 years ago when he was coming out. Now you get him. And I think that's there's something inherently good about that. But, you know, what can you do with your program with just $2 million?
But financially, you're never going to compete with the big boys.
No.
But you can win on the margins.
Yes.
And that is get the players who aren't
It's like
getting,
the Padres,
get
basically.
Get the best players who can't get the money from the big schools. But, hey, good program, San Diego, it's a good coach. You have to win dominantly on those margins with all those other slightly lesser players and then turn them into something special, which I think Sean Lewis is not doing a bad job,
as we
saw last year of trying to do, but he's never going to be able to compete financially with the big boys of the world.
No.
That's the reality. Let's check traffic. I want to get into FAM, not fan graphs.
FAM.
FAM graphs next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so Tommy FAM, again, one of the most fascinating characters in sports. And
I'm a very good fighter. You know, I don't do Muay Thai, Kung Fu, and box for no reason.
And we remember the ups and downs with the Padres, getting stabbed outside of a strip club.
Do you remember him getting stabbed? Could happen to anyone.
Getting into a fist fight about fantasy football.
That was not Jock Peterson,
but slapped Jock Peterson about fantasy football.
It was unbelievable.
He was defending the Padres, who he was no longer on the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But he also is a guy that we have heard, you know, like AJ Preller tight with Tommy Pham. Like
extremely.
You know, loves to run things by him, get his opinions on players.
So good.
The insight that Tommy Pham provides is on display in a new piece in The Athletic that our friend Eno Saris co-wrote. And Tommy Pham has said, I'm trying to come up with my own metric system because I think the ones that are out there, you know, the OBP plus, the OPS plus, they miss something.
Outs above average.
Yeah, outs above average. What he is missing, they say, is whether you're on a winning team or a losing team makes a huge difference in your production. And you think, winning team players, you know, they're on winning teams. But how does that make you hit better? And he says, well, it's pretty easy because I've done it enough where I've been on good teams and bad teams. When you're on a good team and you get a big lead, like you're up 7-2, you end up facing the back ends of bullpens late in games.
Yep.
And you get extra at-bats almost every game against, like, a team's worst pitcher.
You're down 4-2 every game.
and they're not going to put in their closer. When you're on a bad team and you're always down, like, 3-2 and 3-1, when it comes to the 7th, 8th inning,
it's high leverage.
Facing high leverage reliever, closer, like, most days as you're about to lose. And it's like, okay, then my 1-for-3 turns into a 1-for-4, or my 1-for-3 turns into a 2-for-4 with a home run because I face the back end of the bullpen. And over the course of the season, he goes, that makes a huge difference in, like, what
That's
your
up.
Overall
I think you have to
numbers
look at
are.
The average player, because the superstars are going to superstar.
Of course.
But, like, you look at the average player.
Like the Tommy Pham's of the world.
The Dodgers, for example, like, they're going to be up in so many games. They're not getting high leverage opposing pitchers very often, even for the lower guys on their roster.
But what Eno wrote is that Tommy actually makes a really good point. Now, some of the metric systems do factor in the quality
of
opposition.
Out of time.
Yeah, and we went a little bit long on college football talk. Well, we can continue this. But he says he does make an absolutely valid point that is true, that the numbers bear it out. Guys on better teams face worse pitching.
Yeah.
Guys on worse teams face better pitching. And you see that in the numbers. Tommy's
he's
an insightful guy. All right, we'll come back, continue this discussion. Craig Elston coming up. Lots more ahead here on The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.